year is that time when we all get together, sit around, and kill turkeys and eat them. Thanksgiving coming up in a couple of days. Today we're going to talk about what are we going to have and how our cultures differ, if they do, because you live in Texas, you're going to open with tamale. A tamale. Did you hear that? Wasn't it tamale?
Tamale.
So tamales.
Sit back and, you know, we're going to get into other shit, but let's start this thing off with Thanksgiving. Next on the Up and Crunch Crew. Yeah. Warning.
The views and opinions discussed on the F and Crunch Crew may offend some people. Please accept this warning as our apology. Now, let's get this effing show on the road, bitches.
You can't stop me.
Oh, yeah. It's your boy, Big Spook.
Pinky.
Time Black Hole.
And we are the F and Crunch Crew. Happy holidays, Hanukkah, all that good stuff. I don't know if they celebrate Thanksgiving, but you know what? Yes. We all celebrating it right now. So we're going to talk about what we're going to do about turkey. Do you eat a turkey? Do you like ham? And what do you do if you're vegetarian? I mean, do you ever think about that?
A tadurken.
A tadurken. What the hell is a tadurken?
It's a turkey, chicken, duck.
Oh, the Madden. Yeah. Madden tadurken. That I don't really like duck.
Rest in peace, John Madden.
Yeah, that's that badass dude. Duck. It's too fatty.
It's greasy.
It is very greasy.
I liked it.
I do like duck fried fries.
Oh, yeah.
Duck fat fries?
Yep.
Those are delicious. Duck yep. fat fries. I'm not even going to turn that way to look at Pinky because she don't even know what a regular fry is.
I eat french fries. Those are actually my favorite.
French fries, no mommy.
No mommy, if nothing is fry. Let me turn this shit. The echo's getting to me. That's
I'm
bad.
Actually going through one of those phases where
what?
It's starting to phase out. I used to love french fries and now it's like, I'm like limited now to the french fries that I like.
I love french fries, but I'm like if I go get fast food, I don't get it with the fries.
Really?
Yeah, I'm really trying to not eat fries.
That's a good thing. Like I got to, I got to start going back on my intermediate fasting. So which means I got to cut all my fucking carbs out.
I need to quit drinking sodies.
I figured I canceled out my cigarette smoking. Going 7 months now.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
And thank you very much. And I'm like, I told my doctor, I talked to Dr. Larchenko the other day for my leg. He was all like, man, I'm so good to hear, glad to hear that. But I need to get back to, because if I can quit smoking already, if I go back to intermediate fasting, I can lose the weight again and just keep it off by not messing around with this fucking carbs. Carbs are in everything, though, bro.
Well, that, and you should probably quit it with the crystal meth.
Well, I thought crystal meth actually helped me lose weight, so I'm doing it wrong.
Is that what it does? And maybe I should try.
It also it makes you lose weight because your teeth fall out.
Oh. You can't chew nothing. Yeah, I see the teeth.
My mama no dientes, no teeth.
Mira. He's stupid. We sound gross with a mug.
Yeah.
Rug muncher. No, I didn't. Yes, I did. We're supposed to be about thanks. Let's give thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Let's give thanks. Any big plans going on for either one of you?
Oh, gosh. We're busy. We are busy.
Yes, I don't want to invite nobody. I mean, go ahead.
We're busy. We have two Thanksgivings.
Yeah, we do too.
You're going to your mom's and you're going to her mom's.
Yeah, we do. My family's on Thanksgiving. And we usually do my wife's family on that set on the following Saturday.
How come we can't do like Friendsgiving?
We can, but
we talked about it, and then we just haven't put it on the calendar.
So we're actually gonna have two Thanksgivings. We're gonna do Thursday and go see the parents.
Yep.
And then Friday we're gonna have our Thanksgiving here.
Oh, cool.
So we'll be here.
Okay.
I don't know if y'all are interested
so
in coming through.
So you're saying come by and eat.
What I'm saying is you can come by, and if I don't see something in your hand, a pie or a pot of fucking beans or something. You're going to stay outside, bro.
A pot of beans or something.
Something, no matter.
I tried to tell you.
Stupid. So,
you know how my wife is. She don't show up empty-handed.
Yeah. No, so we're actually going to do something on Friday, which I'm pretty sure Pinky's already booked.
Probably.
I haven't. I don't think so. The day after
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
No, I don't think I have anything.
That's usually the porcelain god's butt throne for a while.
I might be going to a show Friday night.
What show?
Actually, right here at Six Spring Tavern, I think, if it's that Friday, it's Patricia Pike.
Damn. I've never heard her, but
you got spit for Patricia
Pike. My wife met her a long time ago when she was booking shows and just loved her.
Okay, that's
so
cool.
She's really good.
I thought Six Springs was closing.
No,
like
it's not.
Last time I talked to the owner,
I thought they were moving or something.
They were supposed to be moving. Yeah. So he must have worked out a deal to where they're actually
paying. Still here, man. In fact, I've driven by it several. I drove by it to come here.
Yeah.
It's a cool spot.
It is.
It's surprising once you get inside.
It smells like a mug, like in the back.
There's sewage. Issues.
It's the mop. They just need to change that mop out. Well, it was maybe that one time.
Yeah.
Because we walked in, we did a couple of
I never
there.
Smelled it. I've only smelled it that one time.
I smelled it in the back, closer to where the doors were at.
Yeah.
But that one little mildew smell from the mop when it's not changed out is what got me.
Yeah.
Other than that, that place is golden.
Yeah.
Like, I had a great time there.
Yeah. I've always had a good
Stage
time.
Stage is great. The people are great.
The owners are great.
Yeah. And there's plenty of room.
The sound is really good.
Sounds pretty good. Yeah. Yeah.
We've always had a good time there.
Mm hmm. Yeah, for sure.
But so, yeah, she's playing. In fact, if we go do that and you and Angela want to come, it's just right there.
We're going to be too many people here. It's going to be too much family.
We'll just sneak away from
it. I say too much
family.
You
know what? Just cancel Thanksgiving. Go to the show with us.
fuck Thanksgiving.
Hey, wait. That's my favorite holiday.
Fuck I'm thankful for.
I love Turkey Day.
My sister she's a Christmas girl through and through.
Oh, I took pictures for you of something I got to show you. Go ahead.
And every year she is... This is why I love my sister so much. She is on the ball when the Little Debbie Christmas trees come out.
That's exactly.
Oh, yeah. I just saw those at the store.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
That's what
was
the
a,
picture's about.
Those
oh
were
my
a
God.
Big deal in my family growing
yeah,
up.
I know. My mom. Still. My mom. I don't like them personally,
love them.
But my mother buys
them. You don't like
them
anything.
All the time.
You don't
I
like
know.
Nothing. We went over this on one of our shows. Look, I took pictures of it for you.
I can't see.
Yeah, they have the chocolate ones.
Yeah,
I've never seen the chocolate ones.
The chocolate ones are good, but I like the original ones the best.
You like the original white ones, right?
Yeah.
Originals. Those are good. But then I found out that they have a Nutty Buddy one.
Say what?
Yeah, Nutty Buddy.
Let me see.
I'm going to have that.
Oh. Diabetes.
What?
I like diabetes right there, buddy.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know either. And I said, I had to stop. Angela, I'm like, babe, got to take pictures of these and send them to Jerm. And I never sent it to you.
Well,
so my bad.
My sister's already texted me. My brother said, "Hey, they're out."
I passed by them today twice too. Oh, you know, the day we went there, I was going to actually call you to see if you can help me with your truck since you're legal and all that.
I am.
I was going to get a 75-inch. And
for me, bro, that's sweet. Of course, I'll drive to go pick it up.
You get a 75-inch, and it was on one of those. What the fuck is up with Black Friday? Like every day now.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's stupid. So it was Black Friday. And
I found Black Friday.
I found a 75-inch. Guess how much?
How much?
$398.
What?
For a 75-inch?
75-inch. Yes. It was only for that day. And Angela and I thought about it. I'm like, well, what if he's too busy? And then we're like, let's hold off and get some other shit done first.
What?
And,
just let me know what day you want to go pick it up.
Well, you can't no more. That was one day.
One day.
Oh. Yeah.
So there's more going to come around and all that shit. But they're usually like
75. Wow.
Yeah, they're usually in the thousands. And I remember seeing.
What brand
some,
is it?
They got different brands. This one was a high. Can't even say
high-end. I have one of them. I have a 55, and I love it. It's
the Heisen?
Yeah, Heisen.
Yeah, yeah. So I know they're out there, but.
I think one we have at work is, too. I went with one of our departments and went to Walmart and bought an 85-inch.
It'll go 89.
Okay, 85, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because we found a couple for a couple grand. And at Sam's, found one that was originally 1,400 or 1,200, and they dropped it down to $699. I was like, shit, that's even good. So I thought about getting that one. Then I looked for an 80-inch and an 85-inch, and I'm like, I don't know where we're going to put that shit. I'm going to call somebody I know, Jet, and have him come put something up on the wall so we can watch that shit. But, yeah, I was looking to get it. We never did get it. We're going to hold off for a while.
Yeah. I need a new TV. My TV in my living room is not a smart TV.
No.
It's a 55-inch.
Is that a stupid TV?
Is that what you guys are thankful for, is a TV?
No.
You guys totally derailed.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He's thankful for them savings.
I didn't know. I'm thankful I didn't buy that bitch yet because there's some bills that came up. Hear my bones?
Yep.
So Thanksgiving. So I know if you live in Texas, and this also happens in, I found out, in New Mexico Arizona, and California, that tamales are just a part of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know, in Texas, we definitely have tamales, wherever. Am I saying it right this time?
Tamales.
I'm so scared to say this shit around here now.
So one of the girls that works with us, she is one of the recruiters. She says that their family, they don't do turkey or anything. They do tamales.
That's it.
Does she sell them?
They do sell them. Yeah.
Can you hook it up for me?
They're not
like a deal.
They're not good, bro. They're not good.
Oh, they're not?
No, I'm just playing with you. I don't know.
Oh.
What? No, her mom does make really good tamales. But
I'm looking for pork and cream, the jalapeno cream cheese.
If you don't mind, well, you live in Plano. I was going to say, Diadora's in Oak Cliff sells really good tamales. Really good. Those are, if I buy them, those are my favorite.
Okay.
Bro, there's plenty places to get tamales around here. Like, there's a lot of, like, there's one up the street, as a matter of fact. And remember, I told you, up the street here, there is a tamal
factory.
Tamaleria?
Yeah, tamaleria, right up the street on Buckingham.
Okay.
So we can go there and check those out.
Let's go do that.
And grab a couple, see what they taste like. And then there's another place right around
the corner. Because I'm wanting to take some.
And then there's
a Thanksgiving to my family.
There's a couple places people I know can sell them too. So.
Did you say open toe places?
Yes, open toe places that sell them too. Yeah, sure.
They're probably cheaper.
Yeah, they are. Get the gunk between the toes, be good to go.
Find the toenail.
The nail.
Gross.
That's nasty.
Ew. One of my buddies sent me a picture, and he has repeatedly sent it to me. It's funny every time. It's like a homemade cake. It's just white icing. And in green icing, it says, find the toenail.
That's fucking gross.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So I gave Adrian some fucking hot sauce earlier. And he goes, bro, it was a piece of metal, dude.
You tried to kill him.
Like a little bitty piece. I don't know what the fuck happened to it. It was weird. Maybe his filling came out of his mouth. I don't know.
Maybe
a filling, yeah.
Does he have
filling? Because it looked that little. It looked,
I don't think so.
I got six of them.
When he comes back, kiss him and let me know if he's missing a filling.
Oh.
She said, ew.
What are you talking about?
God, now all I can think about is little Debbie Christmas trees.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're going to have to make a run for it.
Yeah.
Elf on the shelf, bro.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So we're excited because we're actually, I found this recipe and Bella's going to try to make these little, they look like turkeys, but it's an actual, it's a dessert.
Uh-huh.
And it's a strawberry. It's got little marshmallows and pretzel sticks, thin pretzel sticks. And then it's dipped in chocolate.
Or yogurt.
Ooh.
Chocolate.
Okay.
And it looks like a little turkey. I mean, just cute. The way you put it together.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so excited about that.
You're excited about those.
Yeah.
What God, about I'm, real turkeys?
I'm
and
fucking
like,
hungry now.
Adrian's gonna cook that. Like we're
you ain't cooking
we're
none.
Good. No, I am. I'm making the potato salad. Some of the other sides because we're having two, so we have two.
Okay.
Right.
I'm scared to ask this.
What?
But I want to ask it. I know that that Blanco's the same way right now. Since we already know that this girl doesn't eat anything.
Yeah.
And the things we tell her to try and everything, ooh, that's gross. I want to know what's going to be on their table, like, really.
I want to know what's in your potato salad.
Like, potato salad, number one, I never heard potato salad on Thanksgiving.
This potato salad has chicken nuggets in it.
Chicken nuggets.
So the thing is, there's going to be, like, your traditional mashed potatoes, but certain people in the family ask for the potato salad because they want our potato salad. So we make some potato salad for them.
Okay, what's in your potato salad that makes it so special?
Love.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to give me the whole ingredients, but what is it usually in it? Like, what do you?
It's just your traditional, like.
Is it more mustard, mayonnaise? Is it more?
A little bit of both.
Colder.
So
we
colder
don't like
warm.
It too. It's cold. We do not like it too yellow. We don't like it too white.
So it's right in the middle.
It's right
yeah.
In the middle. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry, my mama's this shit. Okay. You add pickles or no pickles?
Pickles. Yes.
Do eggs or no eggs?
Yes.
Okay. Celery or no celery?
Yes. Very finely chopped.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it very finely chopped, yeah.
Okay. And is that basically
pimentos?
All you put in there? You put pimentos?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever had pimentos. Well, I have had pimentos, but I never put them myself. Okay.
Yeah.
So, do y'all do ham and turkey?
We do ham and turkey.
Is it? Because there's different types of hams. And I think I've told y'all this before on another show that I
don't
do not
ask
like.
Me what type of ham because I do not know.
I don't like country
I just,
ham. Mm-mm.
What's country
we just
ham?
Just buy a ham.
It's the ham that. Well, you remember whenever? Oh God, who was it? Jenny was here, And we were talking about country ham. She goes, oh, like they do in Spain. I said, yes, they do it in Kentucky, though. It's basically salted as hell, and they put it in the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And then they pull it out after so many months or something, and then you cut away. You're good to go. I just don't like the flavor, the taste of it. It's just
gross,
so weird.
Yeah. You like kimchi ham? You bury it for months and just leave it?
I don't know the process of it, but I know it's buried or put in a dark place, and it's like, nah, that's okay.
Seems like eating that would send me to a dark place.
It would send me somewhere. I've tried it.
I like the spiral cut. I'm bougie.
I love some spiral cut shit, yeah, yes.
It's my favorite.
I like it. Definitely good. Yeah, I saw some today when I was at the store, and I was like, shit, should I buy one? I forgot we already bought a ham. We have a turkey in there already in our deep freeze. And so, you know, the time whenever we went through here in Texas a couple of years ago, the freeze and it knocked everybody's power out. And
yeah.
Our power out. Snowvid.
Snowvid.
Yeah.
So.
D'Alaska.
D'Alaska. Damn it, girl.
That's a good one.
I like that one. Nigga, we was in D'Alaska.
I heard today on NPR that they talk about, have you noticed how many acorns have fallen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More than usual.
Yeah.
They're saying that that's like a farmer's almanac. When acorns fall like that, we're in for a harsh winter.
That and the birds.
Really?
The fucking grackles. That's what I wanted
to
talk about.
Birds you did.
Was the grackles.
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
What do they do? What?
Gather.
Oh.
Gather in Walmart parking lots and on telephone lines.
They say also because of the weather that we're supposed to be in for a really cold winter.
Really?
But you never know. I don't know.
I'm like, okay, so you had that happening. Another thing that happened is in the backyard of my house, we had two pecan trees. We have one that's left, and it produced a lot. But these fucking dumbass squirrels were already biting into them and eating them. Like half eat the bitches. You can't even pick them anymore.
Yeah.
I swear I'm going to take them squirrels out, bro.
I love the squirrels in my neighborhood.
I'm going to take them out and put a stick right through their ass and barbecue Aww. Them. Just like.
Aww.
I can't do that to Emma's friends. It's Emma's friends.
I try and talk to them. I go.
And they go. Right back in.
They run back and forth on my fence top, teasing Gus Gus.
Yeah.
And he chases them. His tail, he's not trying to get them. It's like playtime.
It's playtime because Angela. Emma does the same shit.
The person on the other side of the alley, the house behind mine,
yeah.
They have a huge, huge pecan tree.
You see how his hand went up? Huge.
It's huge.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge, the likes which no one has ever seen except for Gina.
This.
But they have a big tree and a bunch of squirrels live in it.
Yes.
A bunch of squirrels in it. And they watch me and Gus Gus like throw the tennis ball. And I've caught them sprawled out watching us play ball.
Yeah. Well, they just splat. We call it splatting. Splat. The fuckers just splat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just there.
Yep.
Getting that body just underneath them cool.
Yep.
But yeah, fuck them squirrels.
I like them.
Bastard.
I like the ones in my neighborhood.
Have you ever seen a black squirrel?
No.
Well, I mean, they're not here in Texas, but up north?
Nevada?
You've seen them up there? I've seen them on the way to Ohio and to West Virginia. I've seen them in Kentucky. Black squirrels.
Have you ever
bro.
Seen a diamondback rattler East Texas squirrel?
What?
No, I just made that up.
I was
about to say, what the fuck?
How fucked up would that be?
Yeah, I mean, a tail that just, and rattles at the same time, and then.
Diamondback rattler.
With a tongue.
Squirrel with venom.
Ooh.
Say that as Trump.
I don't think I can.
You did that shit too good.
His lips are like preparing for it, but like he wants to, but he's like.
You have to do your hands like this.
Yeah, yeah. You got to do a little fucking T-Rex hands and shit.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Looks like he's just slapping his face, slapping himself with a bunch of dicks.
Oh my gosh. Now, so the fruit salad.
Yeah. So what are we thankful for, guys?
She called you fruity salad over there, buddy. Okay, so I know that, what was it going to be? Oh, my bad. So I'm thinking to myself, what we're doing. Wait, you totally threw me off, Pinky. What the hell are we talking about?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, like, what are we doing on Thanksgiving?
Oh, okay, so get this. So in our family... our son-in-law, Josh, likes chicken only.
Only. Chicken nuggets.
Chicken only. Chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets.
Fried chicken. He'll eat pepperoni pizza. He'll eat a cheese pizza. And he loves ham. Well, I found out he likes my macaroni and cheese too. So I'm making homemade macaroni and
cheese. Oh, we're getting there.
So he's getting around. But check this out. Amelia's boyfriend, Michael, only eats beef.
Oh, wow.
He won't fuck with chicken.
Or turkey?
No, they won't fuck with turkey. Not even Josh. They don't mess with turkey.
Weird.
It's weird. So you got one that likes chicken, one that likes beef. And the only in between that they'll like is ham. Both of them like ham. And I don't know if Michael likes macaroni and cheese, but that's all we're going to have. Like, I'm not going to go buy a fucking steak and buy a bucket of chicken for them to.
No.
They're going to have to eat what we got.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's it.
I can't help you.
Can't make separate meals.
No, you know how much this meal, I mean, damn.
Them taste buds got to grow the fuck up.
They got, I can't cook that much. That's a lot of cooking.
Dang, yeah. I don't, imagine him trying to cook for me or something.
Are you crying?
Yeah, hey, April, just a little
eat this,
bit.
Eat this shit or else.
You're going to eat this.
No, my stepdaughter is the pickiest eater. Picky? She won't, my wife has to make two different dinners every night.
Cheetos and no, can't do
I've
that.
She just want hot chips. No,
I've gotten better about it. I know one of the things is my mom makes this stuffing. I won't eat her stuffing.
Oh my god! Okay, what kind of stuffing is
the,
it?
The stuffing. Yeah. Hers is like homemade, like scratch.
Yeah,
from scratch. But she cuts the celery so big, like it's not so big, like, but she cuts them in bigger pieces than I would. And the
that's
onion,
what keeps you away.
Oh yeah.
Well, just
see the stuffing. It's got to be fine. I love celery though. So, I would eat it.
So when you cook it, it's not that. Okay, go ahead.
So it softens up. Yeah, but I can't. The texture, I just can't do it. So the stuffing that I is the stovetop chicken. I'm good with that.
I love that stuffing.
Yeah.
That shit is good.
Stovetop's good, but I like homemade.
I like homemade too.
Angela's mom can make a badass.
My dad makes a good one. My dad can throw down. Yep. And he's just gotten better.
Why don't we come up with a show called The Throwdown and just have people come and cook?
Well, like, that sounds fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The Throwdown.
Who's going to come cook?
I'll cook. And they challenge.
Adrian. Y'all come here and cook and we'll eat it.
Eric, Adrian, your pops, Emily.
JoJo.
JoJo told me today. He was, so he passed his math class, which was great because that's what he was failing. He passed that.
Yay.
And so good for him. And I think he's one of the top students. It's him and another student of culinary.
Oh, right on.
Out of 11 or 12 of them. They got to work with knives today. They got to actually cut.
Wow.
And he was showing me when he got home. He saw we had a tomato up there. He goes, can I show you? I said, sure. And I said, you're going to use that knife? That's a bread knife. He goes, no, I need a chef's knife. I said, well, you know where the knives are. So he pulled out a knife. Is this a 7-inch, an 8-inch? I said, boy, that's a 6-inch. You want to use it? Don't use it. He got it. And he goes, so I do the monkey paw where you got to put the blade against it so you won't cut your fingers.
Yep.
And he did every one of them perfect. I was like, shit. He did good. So, yeah, he may have to jump into cooking.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell he likes it because every time he talks about it, like his face just lights up.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
He loves soccer and he loves cooking.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah, so we're going to do, I'm going to do some stuffing. I'm not going to make stuffing this year. I make a cranberry sauce. Not a lot of people like cranberries, right? Cranberry sauce. So I decided one day when I was making it to get a little cutie, a little orange.
I love those.
And I get a little cutie and I squeeze the little cutie in with some cranberry sauce.
Oh,
and then I get cranberries and put them in with a little brown sugar, mix that up, and you heat it up and then you pour it and it's fucking delicious.
That sounds
on
great.
On what?
On anything. Like
stuffing?
Stuffing. You put it on your turkey, all that. You've never had?
I don't like to pour anything on there.
On the side?
I barely started adding a little bit of gravy to my turkey. Like, seriously.
I'm scared.
Do you have to separate your foods? Like, can they touch?
No, they can touch.
Okay.
Okay, you're not with that one.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. She bit her teeth a little bit right there.
She's
bro.
Thinking.
She's
no,
thinking.
I'm okay if they touch. I'm okay if they touch.
She's not touching. Not touching. No, my potato not touching my turkey.
That shit is the best.
No, mommy, they're stuffing. Pinche stuffing. ¿Qué quiere decir stuffing? No, you're not touching my stuff.
Oh, my God. There needs to be an animated series with that as the lead voice.
So
you need to do your one of your books on tape in that Tia voice.
Old Tia voice. Yeah.
Wow.
Don what is it? Don Petra. What is it? Don Petra?
Doña Petra.
Doña Petra. That's it. Doña Petra. So I'm in the car with Angela and we're driving and you come up in our conversation, Pinky, and I'm like, I said, damn, we were listening to one of our shows. And you were saying something about food, like, no. I'm like, God, this girl don't ever eat shit. And Angela goes, she doesn't, does she? I said, no, that girl she don't eat nothing new. I said, we're going to have to figure this shit out. Like, she goes, it's like you're just meeting a new person and you've known her all this time. I said, yes, exactly. I said, because when I knew her back in the day, we would gather up, we'd do shows and we'd work together. But now we see each other and we talk like on a whole different spectrum. And I'm beginning to know Pinky, and I'm like, the fuck? Like, she don't...
Yeah, no, I really have become more adventurous. I really have. But it's still like...
So it's baby steps. Yeah. You got to crawl first.
And I can take... Yeah. Baby steps, and I'm trying a lot more things. I really am. And being with Adrian, because Adrian loves to cook.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying... Because I wouldn't eat brisket. And I still don't. Wow. I won't.
I could fucking swim in it.
No, okay. I can't.
On that, let's take a sponsor break real quick, and we're coming back to the brisket part.
Yeah.
Because I need to know how she jumped on this wagon. Like, for real, because that's...
We might need to have her committed.
No, mommy can come in and go on. We'll be right back, cabrones.
Haas Productions is a multidimensional sign and graphic design provider. With 15-plus years of experience, show flyers, logo design for bands and businesses, digitally printed banners, stickers, and other signage for those people in need. For more information in the Dallas, North Texas area, please call 214-980-6662 or go to Haas Productions on Facebook.com.
No mames, Blanco. We're back.
What's happening, y'all? So, okay, we got to get back into this... I can't believe. In the beginning, I couldn't believe whenever Pinky was talking about all the time, she never liked that, or she don't try that, or ooh, and this, and ooh, and that. I thought she was playing at first, and I couldn't believe it. Now I can believe because all the stuff that we've talked about food-wise, and she's like, mm-mm.
And movie-wise.
And shit that we've sent her to watch, she don't even watch.
Now I just picture her when she's at home just sitting in a dark room with nothing going on, just sitting there.
Just sitting there.
No.
Yep.
Watching the time change.
I'm
on
not eating.
Clock.
I'm not watching.
Mm-mm.
I'm just being.
Mm-mm, baby. No, I'm not. I'm going to sit here in the dark.
I work and listen to books. When Adrian gets home, we're like either on our phone, we're cooking, we're always busy. We're always doing
something. You guys are very busy people.
So we sit down and we'll watch just whatever. But really, I mean, it's just playing in the background because we're on our phones.
Yeah.
It's playing in the background.
But yeah.
So she's talking about she just got into brisket not too long ago.
Yes.
Yeah. It's what, wonderful, isn't it?
What was the turning point?
I think, I mean, we've had it in family gatherings. I'll have it here and there. But I pick at it, you know, because I like the dried meats for some reason.
I do too.
I just don't like.
I like it all, though.
I don't like the fatty parts. Really? I don't like
that's
any of
I don't
the
like most fat. Flavor.
I don't like fat or gristle. I can't do
y'all
that.
Y'all have to remember, I have a texture. Like, it's a texture thing for me.
So your food thing is actually texture.
Yeah.
Is anything like, what about oranges? Does the texture of an orange peel, I mean, the orange itself?
No, I like oranges. Mm-hmm.
Give me an example. Besides
mushrooms.
Meat. Okay. Is it too spongy?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
And then the cucumber thing. I mean, not cucumber thing.
I don't like cucumbers.
I love
you like pickles, bro.
I love pickles.
Yeah.
It's a cucumber. Fucking hate cucumber. It's the aftertaste the cucumber leaves.
Really?
I don't like it.
I
now,
can see
some
that,
are more
yeah.
pungent than others, and some are yeah. less. Like the ones that I buy and make the cucumber and make the pickles out of.
Yeah.
If you eat those by themselves, they're fucking great.
I've never had one of the English ones.
Yes.
I've never had one of those.
The English ones are pretty good.
Can you get them at Aldi?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
You wait. It depends which Aldi. Some Aldi sell them, some Aldi
this
don't.
Aldi right here, Emily goes the same way.
I want to say that yes, you can.
Okay. Cause I'll
definitely Kroger's where I get it at.
After eating the pickles that you made, I want to try and make some.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
Adrian was like, I want to make them too. Like,
fuck
he
yeah.
wants to try them.
Yeah. I'm really love those pickles, and I'm actually going to start selling those pickles under the effing salsa.
Look at all this effing stuff. I'm getting royalties, right? I better get some fucking pickles and salsa then.
You gonna get pickles and salsa?
Okay, I'm cool with that. I'd rather have that.
So the effing thing. Well, I was telling Pinky before you got here to the studio that I went ahead. I've been buying domains like a motherfucker. Like seriously, bought domains. I bought the effing salsa.
I'm gonna start selling effing domains.
Oh yeah.
.com and
actually, I got something close. It's what did I tell you it was? Effing. Hold up. Because I just bought this.
Hold up.
While looking up this domain.
Squirrel.
Yeah, it's a big squirrel, that one, right?
Buy domains every day.
Yeah. I'll tell you about it later, bro. Okay, we're totally jumping off. Yep. We're talking about her and Brisket and...
Brisket.
Okay. Spongy, she does not like. Okay. Do you like macaroni? Go ahead.
What about sponge cake?
Yeah.
Yes.
You like angel food cake, all that good stuff, right?
I do love some fucking angel. I haven't had that in years.
I haven't had it in years, but I've had it before.
It's good.
I don't like marshmallow, though.
No?
I love marshmallow.
You don't like marshmallow? No. Any type of marshmallow?
You know, it's funny. I just started liking marshmallows like a few years back. Yeah.
Do you like melted marshmallows or no?
When you put it in the... When you melt.
Like s'mores?
Like a s'mores, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you'll put it over the fire and you eat it that way. A little burnt around and all that? Or do you pull the burnt off?
No.
Okay.
And I like anything burnt.
I like the burnt.
I
like
the burnt.
I like anything burnt, yeah.
Okay.
You like hot dogs, a little charred?
This mother and his hot dog.
So, yes.
Me too.
They have to be, like, just, I can't, it has to be really burnt. If I do have one. If I do want one. Because if I don't, if I'm not in the mood for it, I will not eat it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I will eat hot dogs for you.
All day, every day.
All day, every day.
We had chili dogs for dinner yesterday.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's fucking great.
I had frozen pizza before I came over here, and it wasn't enough, and I'm starving.
You're starving, yeah.
I was going to bring y'all arroz con pollo, and I forgot it.
Oh, my God, I haven't made arroz con pollo. Okay, when you make arroz con pollo, do you cut up the meat and put it in the rice, or do you make the whole chicken?
In the
rice.
To put it in the rice, cabrón.
Don't you talk to me like that, okay?
It's a step. It's a process.
Okay, tell me.
So.
In the rice, goddammit.
The way I add, so when I'm cutting it, after I cut it up, I put it in a little bowl. I add a little bit of lemon juice.
Yeah.
Lemon juice. I put a little salt and pepper. Some garlic. And then I just mix it all up. I just let it sit there for a little bit. When I'm ready.
That's the chicken or the rice?
The chicken.
Okay.
So then I put it in the pan with a little olive oil.
Yeah.
And then I let that do its thing. It releases a little bit of water. So I let that kind of like, I let the chicken burn a little to kind of give it a taste.
Get that kind of like a grilly taste or whatever.
Yeah, and the lemon because it kind of sticks in the bottom too. Uh-huh. So then I start on the rice. And then once the rice is ready, then I'm...
You throw the chicken in.
And then it's 20 minutes and it's done.
So you do boneless or you do bone?
Boneless, yeah, no.
Okay.
I don't do anything bone.
You don't anything bone?
No.
Why? What's this?
Like you can't eat chicken wings?
So yes, but yes, I do now. I never used to.
Okay.
But I do now. And it has to be like wing stop.
Oh, can't be like...
Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yes.
Remember we did a show from Buffalo Wild Wings before?
Yes. And then no Domino's pizza.
Oh, I hate their wings.
Those are so
nasty.
They're fucking gross. I can't do Tyson.
Those and Pizza Hut too, same.
Yeah.
So
I like Tyson ones from 7-Eleven.
I can't do Tyson, period.
Yeah. No. So anyways, but yeah.
Okay.
That's.
So I know that making, there's so many different recipes, different ways to make it because you have so many different Latino cultures.
Yeah.
So you have Dominicans and you have Mexicans, you have Puerto Ricans. Everybody makes it different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then when you make it different by just culture, like by different Latino cultures, then you got to break it down to the family base of that culture, of that Latino culture, like Tex-Mex.
Yeah.
And then in my family, so let's say her Tex-Mex family, my Tex-Mex family, they make it totally different.
Yeah.
And we have our own ways, but they are fucking great. It's rice and fucking chicken. Who would have thought?
I've had Thanksgiving at both sets of your parents' houses.
Yes.
And they're both different. and both delicious.
Both different, yes.
They are.
What I did notice is, which is weird to me, is my mom's rice and...
Your mom's rice is fucking bomb.
It's bomb. My stepmom's rice, Paula, bomb. And they are so similar, but just one little ingredient throws it totally different.
Your stepmom's menudo is the only menudo I've ever liked.
Really?
Yep, and I liked it a lot.
She's...
I had two bowls of it.
And she's so fucking fun.
I love both sets of your parents.
I do too. Paula is very, my stepmom Paula, they asked me if I was going to come over for Thanksgiving as well. I haven't answered her yet, but, yeah, she's great people.
Yeah.
Like for real, you got to meet both of them. You haven't met any of them.
Mm-mm.
My real mom was, I don't really see her much. We just bump heads a lot, but I still love her.
Mm-hmm.
My step, I hardly see any of my parents actually, but my stepmom, I usually go, when I go over there, my dad is just crazy as hell. He's in his 70s. He likes throwing parties and laughing and drinking and sitting out back. If you go to his backyard, it looks like you're in San Antonio.
He's got
this big freaking
long, deep backyard.
Yes.
And he's got it all set up for the grandkids.
He's got
a pool with the deck.
Pool. He's got a big
old gazebo.
A ship for kids to go up and swing and all that. And And then he has a little island. What would you call that? Like an island bar?
Like a tiki bar.
A tiki bar.
Nice.
And the tiki bar has a grill behind it. Then he has a grill on the other side, and he has a refrigerator outside.
The whole patio's covered.
Nothing but beer and drinks.
He's got a nice sound system out there.
Sound system. Yeah. Lights, everything.
And it's so, it's such like, it's in the middle of Pleasant Grove.
Yeah.
But it's so homey and cool.
Yeah.
It's always a good time at Joe's dad's house.
You go there, you're like.
You eat good.
Mm-hmm. You walk in the front door and it looks like a little house, but when you go inside, they've built so much onto it.
Yeah.
It expands big.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then you go out back in the patio, and that's where everybody hangs. And everybody has, like, you got your music going, and everybody plays all their music. They'll play Tejano music. They'll play rap. They'll play country. They do everything. And then we'll all sing because he used to be a singer, too. So
oh, nice.
He still sings.
He still sings, yeah.
But he's a Tejano legend.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he helped start the Tejano Music Awards.
Yep.
Oh.
Him and three other people helped start it.
Okay, I see where all this, you know.
Music and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he helped start that, and then he's been doing a lot of stuff. He started Tejano Legends of Texas, I guess it is?
North Texas, maybe?
Well, there's also some down in South Texas that he handles.
Oh, yeah.
With Selena's dad and all them, so. But yeah, going over there is fun. I haven't been there in quite some time because
I haven't been there in a while.
I mean, really, truly, this is all I do. We're doing our podcast,
mm-hmm.
and beforehand we were doing music all the time, so I didn't go anywhere. Stay home and we just have a good time. But yeah, they invited me for Thanksgiving, and I know it was going to be a shitload of food.
Oh yeah,
all kinds. But yeah, Thursday we're getting together with them. Probably we're going to see my mom, my mom first, my stepdad. Then we're going to go to my stepmom and my real biological dad. And then I'm not sure what we're doing afterwards. Not sure. Another game? Fucking game. Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys game.
Yeah.
And the Commanders.
Yeah, it means we're going to.
Yes.
That's a good Thanksgiving game.
It
man.
Is a good Thanksgiving game, but it was even better when it was like the Cowboys versus the Indians. Cowboys versus the
Redskins.
Washington Redskins. Yeah. Indians. I mean, I don't know. I think this is a big. Now they're. I will get into that another time, but anyways, that's what we're doing. I'm going to make a whole bunch of sides.
What is something that is not like that would be on everybody's table?
That would not be on there?
Yeah.
I don't know if it would not be on there, but my mom makes this really, and it's a sugar-free one she makes for me now. Like growing up as a kid, it was this, it had marshmallows in it. It was green. So I called it the green stuff. Well, I found out it's green pistachio Jell-O, but they put Cool Whip in it, and the Cool Whip makes it just green. It's
no
not
fruit or anything?
I had that. Yes. I had fruit. That there. Yeah.
You had it there, right?
Yep, I did.
It has pineapple in it, like chunks of pineapple.
Yep, it's good.
Excuse me. I'm not sure if she put like pecans in it or not. And then it's just so good. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it at other places, and I looked it up online, and the closest I can get is like a Wardrobe. salad, Wardroff. I can't even say the damn name.
Wardroff?
Well, okay, so it's a famous hotel in New York.
Oh, Waldorf.
Waldorf. A Waldorf, Waldorf salad.
Astoria.
Yeah, yeah. So Waldorf salad is the next thing I can say that's kind of like it.
Okay.
But, yeah, so my mom makes that. And then I usually bring a shitload of that home.
I make a not similar. I don't put jello in mine, but it's a fruit salad with marshmallows, pecans, coconut.
Okay.
It's like Cool Whip.
That sounds good. I think she put coconut in there, too. Yeah. Like coconut flakes.
Yes.
That's fucking delicious. I love it.
I love coconuts.
Yeah. I'll bring y'all some next.
Okay.
Next
time. That'd be cool. So I make my turkeys. I've been making the turkeys for the last 5 years. And we got this roaster before we moved into our house. And it's one of those roasters you can buy at any Walmart or whatever.
Yeah.
And it fucking works great. And it cuts the time in half. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The first time I use it, I'm like, okay, I got to make this, and I have this idea. So I come up with my recipes in my head. I'm like, that would go good with this. This would go good with that. So I started buying all those cuties. And my turkey, I clean the cavity out. And then I get a butter, melt the butter down, and I add like seasoning to the butter, whatever I want to put in it. So let's say this year I do like a garlic herb, and then I let it freeze back up. Mm-hmm. And then I will melt it again and pour it all over the skin, and I'll go inside the skin too, and I put my hands inside the skin and butter it. But on the inside, I put all these little cuties. Mm-hmm. I cut them up and I squeeze
inside?
Them. Yes. So okay. What it does, it keeps it extra freaking moist. Like I've never had a dry turkey since I did that. I put those in there, and then whenever it's done, I cut into it. The juices just fall out. And it's not.
Does it taste?
No.
Not citrusy?
No. It tastes. I mean, it's a little citrus, but not. It tastes more smoked. It tastes really good. It tastes like the butter herb, you know, mm-hmm. or whatever. Like I did a Cajun one
so
time.
So that overpowers the cutie.
Yeah. Okay. But the cutie keeps the moisture in, which I don't know.
How many cuties do you put in there?
God, I've put like 8 to 10.
God damn.
And sometimes I put those in 2 lemons, and then I'll put like an onion and chop it up, put the onion inside as well.
Do you put any rosemary or anything?
Oh, my God, I love rosemary.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah,
do you throw it in there?
No, but that sounds like good this year. I should do that. Yeah, that's one of my favorite herbs. Joseph, too. Jojo loves rosemary.
Yeah.
See, I'm going to do that this year. I don't know. I like afterwards. Like the food the next day.
Yeah, leftovers.
Leftovers.
I love to wake
sandwiches.
Up and eat pumpkin pie cold out of the fridge.
Shut your
just
face.
With my hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question.
You like pumpkin pie? Yeah.
Yes. I like to make them.
Do you really?
Yeah, I make them. I don't do the crust, but I buy. I just
oh, well, you'll
do
buy
the
crust, but you'll make the rest. That's fucking fine.
Yeah.
That's delicious.
I'll do that. And I just started doing that, I believe, last year, the year, 2 years. Like, I've never really cooked, never cared for it. But ever since I've been with Adrian, like, I've just developed this, you know, I don't even know what you want to call it. But we cook together.
I saw your mole you made the other day.
Yeah.
Like, is that mole that you, did you make that sauce, make it up, or did you buy it?
No, I see, like, TikTok videos and stuff like that. So.
They're helpful as fuck, yeah.
Yeah. So I just kind of do our own spin and we go with it.
Yeah, because if you see the TikTok and then you're like, I could do that, but I can add this or take this out and make it a little bit better.
Because some things, you know, you like, you don't like. And so
I try to make things that are a little bit more keto friendly, sugar free-ish. And they're great. Like when I did a stir fry tonight and I bought some chicken thighs and I cut them up. And then I bought a wok because I never owned a wok in my life. Like I walked, but I've never had a walk.
Yeah.
So I got the walk and I oiled it up and it gets hot quick.
Yep.
So I diced them, threw them in there. I put in 2 cloves of garlic, chopped up and minced, threw them in. I did some onion powder and then I did Worcestershire sauce and soy sauce. Let them go for a while. I did a little bit of Knorr, the chicken bouillon. Put that in there, about a tablespoon, and let it cook. And then after I did that cooking, I threw some green onions in, and then I went and did, she did, what is it called? Couscous? No, not couscous. Damn, what's the other one? I fucking love it. I can't believe I forgot the name of it.
I know what you're talking about.
Quinoa.
Quinoa.
So I do quinoa, and quinoa is so good. I don't know if you've had it or not.
Mm-mm.
So quinoa is basically like a rice.
Yeah.
But it's small, little bitty round rices, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually less sugars in it than there is rice, so it cuts the sugars down for me. But she makes it in a rice pot, And to oil it, she gets a scoop of coconut oil and puts it in, and it gives it a good flavor.
Great consistency. Oh, thick.
So good.
Yeah, it is good.
And so I did that instead of rice, and then I poured the stuff on top, and I added pepper flakes to it and all that, so it's a little spice. There might be some left. I can give you a little something.
Yeah, I'd like that. Out. I'd like that.
But yeah, so I don't know. What do y'all do, Germ? Like, is your mom's going to differ from M's?
Well, on my side of the family, we'll do my family on Thanksgiving, and then we'll do my in-laws' house. They usually do it on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
My family does the traditional turkey, ham. Sometimes we'll have a brisket, and then everybody brings sides. But my dad always cooks the
turkey and the ham.
Yeah.
Remember you told
even
me
on
time.
Father's Day and his birthday, he does the cooking because yeah. My dad's gotten good in the kitchen and with meat especially.
Yeah,
grilling and smoking and stuff like that.
Speaking of smoking, bro, that damn grill that we brought back to your house.
Yeah,
have you used it?
I sold it.
You sold that big fucking grill? No, oh, man, that's crazy. Anyways, I just never been invited over to your house to eat like that, bro.
So. Well. And then as soon as I got rid of that grill yeah. that I never once got to use, my grill caught on fire.
Did it really?
So now I'm grillless. I got to buy all new guts for my charbroil.
We'll get rid of it and just buy your new charbroil.
Man, this one's only 2 years old.
I mean, so?
I use the shit out of it, though.
Yeah?
I probably use it at least twice a week.
You cooked about 20,000 hot dogs, didn't you?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Pork chops, hamburgers, hot dogs.
What sauces do y'all make at your okay cranberry sauce?
I have never really been a cranberry person, but ever since you were talking about it just now, I started craving it.
I'm gonna make it for you. You need to try it. Like, so, people who've tried it are like, oh shit, yeah, I want this. Like, yeah. Alicia, our oldest, she never really liked it, I guess.
Yeah.
And I made it, and she has called and asked for me to make it before,
yeah,
so
okay,
shout out to her. Being
the
a
new mama,
and I gotta plug her her company too.
Oh yeah, you could do.
Uh huh. Is it Designs by Alicia? I'm gonna get in trouble for this.
That's your daughter.
I should totally yep. know this. Yep. I should really totally know this. It is Alicia's Crazy Designs. She makes different shirts and sweaters and what have you, and she also sells pharmacy cosmetics and stuff. They got some colognes and stuff for men too. Really good. She's been doing that for a while. And, yeah, shouts out. For real. Now, Blanco.
Yo.
Do y'all drink any certain type of drinks? Like, okay, Pinky, do y'all or did y'all used to have any certain drinks that y'all would drink? Like, is there a Mexican tradition drink that you would make? Like, there's eggnog.
We never really. So, growing up, my uncle... My aunt married a white man,
uh-huh.
and he would do the Thanksgiving dinners.
Okay.
Now we've all grown up, kind of we're splitting up and stuff into, we're doing different
your own
things,
family
but,
stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but he did them, gosh, for years and years and years. So he would do this punch, and I couldn't even tell you what it is, but I know there was yogurt in it.
Okay.
Maybe Sprite or something like that.
Sprite,
yes.
And it was so good.
I think I know that white concoction.
Yeah, that is. I like punch like that. We yeah. don't. My family doesn't have any special.
It's either ginger ale or 7-Up in it. I've yes. had one before like that.
With yep. yogurt?
Yeah, with yeah. yogurt or whipped yeah. cream or something in there.
It was yogurt, there. And because I remember the yogurt, but yeah, it was just really good.
So it was just a punch. It didn't have any alcohol or anything in it.
No alcohol.
Okay.
No. But you could put alcohol.
My yeah. My family doesn't really drink. My parents don't drink.
Oh, so, they don't?
No, my grandmother didn't. Wow. My grandmother, rest in peace, she had one alcoholic beverage in her life, and it was at a New Year's party. She felt very guilty about it for years.
Really?
Yeah.
My grandma used to tell me, go sneaker one.
Yeah. Emily's family, there's like a bar set up, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
My family is you bring your own shit. Walk in the door, you better have your own flask or a bottle to share. Mm-hmm.
You can do that in Emily's family that they have stuff.
Yeah. Like, I go to my dad, to Joe's, Joe Senior's, and you walk
Lil
in.
Lil Pops.
Lil Pops. Lil Pops has his old stuff put up. I know where he puts it, too. He's going to show me messed up. Show me where to do it.
Yeah. We always have stuff, too.
So, yeah, so yeah. we, you know, it's cool. We, always have a good time. And I hope this year is going to be the same. It's going to be a lot of food, no matter what you
do. I'm excited. I'm really ready for it. I just think that it's gone by so fast.
It has.
Like, it's just, I can't, like, it's already going to be Thanksgiving. You know, next thing you know, like, we've got a lot of things that we're going to be busy with during the holidays. And then next thing you know, Christmas and New Year, and here we are doing it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so fast.
You ever thought about how many turkeys are slaughtered just for Thanksgiving?
No.
No, but you know what?
A lot of fucking turkeys.
Yeah.
There was no flu this year, apparently, because they're selling the turkeys for 98 cents a pound.
What do you mean no flu?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, bird flu?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like 98 cents a pound. It wasn't as bad.
Yeah, last year, remember, it was super expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You heard my bones right there?
Yeah.
He's a dinosaur.
98 cents a pound. Well, I mean, ours was, I guess, semi-free. Like, we didn't pay for ours.
You shoplift it.
Always, fool. Put in my front stomach and walk out like I'm big.
He uses coupon after coupon after coupon.
Like, hold on,
I need to learn how to do that.
Mames, quiero este coupon.
I used coupons today, finally, for the first time in I don't know how long.
Oh, I found something for Blanco I'm getting for Christmas for him.
Oh.
I know we'll give each other Christmas stuff.
Is it a copy of all these posters that you have?
That'll be a hell no. You're going to pay for those, man. Yeah. I charge right now. I got different copies for them.
I'll go through your son-in-law.
You want me to tell you what it is? Because I want to tell you so bad what I want to get you.
Okay, tell me.
It's his sign, like a street sign, and it says, pinche way.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's going up in the music room.
It's called pinche
way. Pinche way.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought that was fucking awesome.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah, I'm getting it.
That's a great gift.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be nice.
I'll act surprised.
You'll be like, what?
No mames.
I think y'all need a shirt that says that.
No mames. Picture of Joe's face. Time. No mames. Like, what was that dude from, like, Univision with the Bumblebee?
Oh, the Bumblebee? I don't know. I forget his name. What's his name, Pinky? The Bumblebee, Mexican Bumblebee comedian.
The one that died a few years ago?
Don't act like you ain't Mexican now.
Yo no sé.
The one who dresses up like a Bumblebee, and then he also dresses like a little kid.
Yeah.
Goes to church.
He's an old Mexican comedian.
You don't remember.
Oh, how can you not? I'm white and I remember it.
That's right. But say with an accent, bro.
I'm sure I know who
I'm
it is.
I beat the gringo in that song, I told you.
I don't know. It wasn't Cepillin, right?
No. Yeah, no, yeah.
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 Cepillin?
Yeah. Cepillin.
No, Cepillin had the mustache.
No, Cepillin was a clown.
Oh, well.
Was the guy with the chili bowl haircut and the mustache?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is his name?
Come on, Adrian, throw it in, bro. Help us out.
The comedian.
Bumblebee comedian, the Mexican, used to dress like a bee. You don't know either?
From Univision.
You have stumped me.
Wow. Who are the Mexicans in your house?
None.
Let's see.
None, because she only watches Sex and the City.
Right.
True.
Right.
Chespirito?
I asked her. She going to ask me.
Chespirito?
Let's see. There he is. That's him right there. They do him also in...
No, that's not it.
He also comes on...
it is Chespirito.
On The Simpsons.
This one? Always because it's not a bumblebee.
No, this guy right here. Is it
Yulfo?
Who? Bumblebee, man. What the fuck? No, this is Simpsons, man. I'm trying to find.
Chapulin?
El Chapulin.
El Chapulin Colorado.
Yeah.
That's Chespirito.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, shit. There's all different types of names for this one person.
I don't think that's the same.
Everybody, mames.
Sí.
Chespirito, the Mexican comedian who inspired Simpsons, Bumblebee.
Roberto Gomez?
No, bro. It's Chespirito.
Eric Lopez.
Roberto Gomez.
That's his real
Bolanos,
name.
Yeah. He became the legend of superhero Crimson. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That'd be the man.
I guess I never knew it was a bumblebee suit.
Well, you didn't know that?
No.
I don't know if it's a bee.
I don't know what you'll be.
Yeah, I mean, it is a
bumblebee. Yeah, him.
Yeah, yeah. And didn't he dress like a little boy, too?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's right. That's right. That's right.
So he made it to 85. He died in 14, I guess.
Oh, he did die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in 2014.
Okay, he started his career in 1950s, so Chespirito wrote hundreds of television episodes, 20 films, and theater productions that drew record-breaking audiences. Yeah. Wow, I've never actually seen a show. I don't watch that much Mexican TV, Spanish TV, man.
Oh, I watch the Chavo del Ocho all the time.
I used to watch Sábado Gigante.
Oh, Gigante, hell, yeah. Yes,
boy, yes. You know what I used to watch when I was a teenager?
What's that?
On Saturdays at 1 on Telemundo?
Yes.
Caliente.
Caliente.
What is that?
It was a beach party and all these Latin beautiful women in thongs.
Yeah.
What was dancing. It? There was a show that used to come on. I used to hate it. Vamos a la cama con Porcel.
Damn.
Is it a telenovela?
It was kind of like what you just mentioned.
Oh, like Caliente?
Yeah.
Just a dance party with a whole bunch of bikinis?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
All these naked women would get in bed with this guy. But it was like a TV show, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
I mean,
that sounds pretty interesting.
It sounds like he was just all about himself for
I
real.
Never watched it, so I really don't know what it's
what
about.
What a great life.
But I just remember.
Hey, I'm going to call you, girl. Y'all come on and get in the bed for me.
Yeah.
And he was the ugliest person.
Yeah,
again, I was
are.
Like 11
it's always
or 12.
Like that on television.
Yeah,
it'll always have an ugly dude and a fine-ass woman.
But
woman.
Then, so when that would come on, I would change it over to Lucy. I love Lucy.
Yeah, Lucy.
And then you'd
song.
Have Ricardo, who
yeah,
was,
I'm a Lucy,
oh,
yeah.
So handsome.
Mm. Oh, Ricky?
Babalu.
Oh, alcoholic-ass yeah. Ricky.
Oh, was he an alcoholic?
Bro, he was bad.
We're talking about...
And he was a womanizer. He liked going out with different
oh,
women,
yeah.
too, yeah. Ricky, yeah. right? That's what we're talking
mm-hmm,
about?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That
yeah,
right.
but we're talking about his persona. Like
his persona.
His character.
Yeah. I feel you on that. Yeah, I know. Babalung! Yeah. That motherfucker right there.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite shows.
That was a good one.
Oh, it was damn good. I'm surprised yeah. y'all don't have Paramount.
I do.
No.
You do? Yeah. Oh, then you can watch the JFK thing then.
Yeah.
Okay, that'd be. You're not I going
I
to.
I
want to
watch it now.
Watch it. Mm-hmm. Pinky, one mm-hmm. day we're going to do a show here. We're going to start like an hour earlier than what the earliest.
Okay.
And we're actually going to sit here in this room. We're going to watch one of those paranormal things because mm-hmm. I want you to see one. I want you to actually sit here and watch it with me and mm-hmm. be like, what? And then we could talk about it.
Okay.
It's pretty interesting.
It really is interesting.
Yeah, I can do that.
It's pretty good. So you sent me the, what do you call it the other day? Was it the Hill House, Haunted Hill?
Yeah, wasn't that scary? And yeah.
That's the one that my friend Chris and Sally have been to twice and spent the night there.
Oh, hell no.
So what's funny is she sent it to me early that morning. And then as I'm at work or at wherever I'm at, as I'm looking, you text me and it's the same thing she sent. And it's talking, it has that lady talking about it and everything. But yeah, same day y'all sent me the same thing. And that is the house that they stayed in, which our buddy Chris supposedly got twisted in there. Like he felt like he got turned around because he couldn't think straight.
Yeah.
I was like, really? He goes, yeah, he walked where the front door was right there. He couldn't go to the front door. He'd stop and turn and go to another door. And they were like, what's wrong with you? And so, yeah, it was crazy. And there's supposed to be a demonic thing upstairs. It's
yeah.
not a ghost, but and not human.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's something I definitely want to get this show to go to a couple of things. And we didn't get to go Halloween to the Granada, but I think we could still do it at any time. We're just going mm-hmm. to sit down with the guy, talk to him. And that's another thing that Sally told me. She ended up talking to his wife, and maybe we can hook it up soon.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That would be really cool.
Just
that house, I don't know.
That house I would like to go to. It's not far. You could pay just to go through a tour, or you could pay to stay the
but
night.
But go into, what was that room that they called it? The scratcher room?
That's upstairs, yeah.
Yeah, no thanks. I don't want to pay to go
Why
get
is it
scratched.
Called the scratcher room?
Because you literally come out and your body's burning from where you've been scratched.
There's been people, a lot of people have been scratched up there, and they say that the thing that's up there was never human. They thought it was a ghost at first, but it ends up being something else that's not human.
They thought it was a, there's, they say it's a portal.
Yeah.
So just... Everything comes in.
It's the Haunted Hill.
So many things, so many tragic
House
things have happened in that area.
Yeah.
I didn't send it to you?
Yeah, you probably
I think
did.
He did. Yeah,
I'm really bad on Facebook Messenger.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's our communication, bro.
I know. I get so many notifications on it, so I have it muted.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to like go to it.
But yet, you know he doesn't have muted?
My text like a normal human.
He doesn't have Instagram muted. He watches that. All day.
Does he?
Yeah.
All.
That's the one day. I need to get better at because I do not check it.
I haven't checked it either.
That's primarily what I use. I have Facebook and I use it a little bit for like, you know, shows and stuff.
Yeah.
And this.
I need to get better about it. I need to get better about it all because I used to post all the time. I was like documenting everything for no real good reason. I was just out having fun, right? And now I just don't do anything. But yeah. Because we stay busy.
We
can
totally use it. Yeah, we can totally use it now, you know?
I'll step up the F and Crunch Crew Instagram page.
Yeah, we should step it up so we can... That would be cool, and then we'll do the Taco Crunch. Once Taco Crunch is back out and about, we will let everybody know on here so they can check it out and definitely get into it with us.
We'll be coming to your screens. You'll actually see us.
Yeah. So that's another thing. Maybe tomorrow we can do a, just for us, do a shot with the cameras.
Let's try.
At least one of the shows and see what it's like.
So now I got to wear pants.
Wear pants next time.
And shoes.
Yes.
No, because, I mean, we'll do... Oh, wait. Hold on. You're going to... put the actual camera up. Like
yeah, there. You're going to have one in front of you. I'm going to have one in front of me. Have one in front
of
him.
Just the headshot?
And then I'm going to have the big one taking care of everybody. Oh, we're going to get headshots because whenever I edit, I'm going to put your face when you're talking. I'm going to put my face when I'm talking. I got to sit there and fix it, but we can do it all. I think it'll be cool. It gives us more perspective of how we're doing. Look at this dog sleeping.
She's so cute.
Oh, my God.
That fat little dog belly.
Thanksgiving coming up. Can't wait.
Yes.
I wish Adrian was on mic so we can talk to him about it, but he just showed up, so we good. On that note, live long and prosper.
Because you never know
where the force will take you.
Peace.
Bye.
Goodbye. Gobble, gobble.
Gobble. Disclaimer.
Some of these facts have not been checked. These are just our opinions. Please don't come to our show for actual news.
Cage Sasquatch Productions.